past all the shops, didn't admire the beautiful swans in the moat surrounding Sleeping Beauty's castle, and we never went on It's a Small World, unless it was really hot outside. However, now as a 50-something adult, I look back on my youth of growing up in the shadow of the Matterhorn with not just nostalgic retrospect, but I now see how The House the Mouse Built was literally influential in defining my life and having a lasting effect on me in so many ways. I could not have guessed that Disneyland would enter so many stages of my life. Likewise, I'm sure the lives of countless other people were also intimately intertwined with Disneyland. From my earliest recollections of my grandmother taking my sister and me to Disneyland, I have snippets of memories that are as fresh as if I had experienced them yesterday. With both of my parents working, it fell onto the shoulders of my Grandma Marie to spoil her only grandkids by taking them to Disneyland a number of times each year. While I can still picture so many things about these early trips to the park, there are some memories that have receded so far into my consciousness that they are more like fading dreams that I sometimes wonder if any of them are even real. I do remember the feelings I had as a kid of being like my movie heroes, James Garner in the movie Up Periscope, or Kirk Douglas in 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, when I had gazed out through the oval portals while on the submarine voyage at Disneyland. Viewing the vastness of that liquid space, or at least 9 million gallons of